I am not interested in doing my math. The kid's solemn eyes could have melted the iceberg that sank the Titanic. For a 5-year-old, she articulated every word ridiculously well. But what do you expect from a preschooler who can do multiplication? Come on, Kylie, it'll be fun, I wheedled. But she darted out from behind her desk and made for the door. I chased her down, tackled her, and carried her back to her worksheet. Where's her nanny? I mouthed at Sonal. She was checking algebra worksheets for a bunch of pimply middle schoolers. Sonal shrugged and pointed to the wall. Nannies sometimes dropped kids off at math tutoring and took off for a coffee next door. I didn't sign up to be a summer camp counselor like half my friends, just to avoid wrangling teeny kids. No younger siblings or cousins in the country meant I had no experience with little kids. Who knew that math tutoring would be full of them? More than half the kids who went to ACE tutoring were elementary age or under. I felt bad for them, doomed to daily math torture for all of summer vacation. At least I got paid for it, and the kids were actually sweet. Turns out I'm not half bad at handling them. My sister Vinny and I are nothing alike, but we do have math in common. In high school, she played every sport she could fit around her course load: field hockey, soccer, volleyball. I stuck to art, speech team, and drama club, painting sets, designing costumes, and putting makeup on Oompa Loompas, Munchkins, and the Lost Boys from Peter Pan. But we're both math whizzes. She always was, and I became one because Dad would have been crushed if I wasn't, so I tried extra hard. But I don't have the same nerd gene they do, the kind that makes them drop everything to watch Nova specials on things like the Andromeda-Milky Way collision or the structure of DNA. I'd rather watch an art restoration video on YouTube or a K-drama instead. Kylie slaved through her multiplication tables to both our relief. Give me 5, I said, and drew a smiley face on her worksheet. She slapped her dimpled hand into mine, ran over to the corkboard that said, "Today's good job," and pinned her worksheet to it. "Hi, Minnie Kapoor," said an apple-cheeked 7-year-old. Wide brown eyes gazed into mine, pools of unquestioning trust. "Hi, Rahul Singh," I said. Rahul, my favorite student, had no problem being interested in doing his math. His mom told me he had trouble relating to his teachers at school due to his Asperger's, but Rahul and I got along just fine, probably because math was his favorite subject. No surprise, Rahul breezed through his worksheet wicked fast and sat smiling at me as I marked it. He had gotten everything correct. "Is this getting a little too easy, Rahul?" I asked. "Yes," he nodded solemnly. He tapped his digital wristwatch. "Only took 3 minutes and 42 seconds for 24 problems. "That is fast," I said. It was definitely time to move him up to something more challenging. I walked over to the huddle of moms and nannies in the waiting area and searched for Rahul's mom. Some of the Indian moms were in the middle of an animated discussion about the merits of the latest Bollywood blockbuster starring Koyal Khanna, the newest sensation to hit the silver screen.